Hello, this is Ken Ferry with this week's Boots in the Field report. Another delay in harvest. Rain reports coming in from 2 to 5 inches in most areas, some receiving substantial wind as well. I remember thinking when harvest started in early September, yeah, we could be done by mid-October. Yeah, that obviously was wishful thinking. Last week was a big week, moving most operations closer to the finish line. Many growers pulled out of down corn and switched to beans or better standing corn to harvest as many bushels as possible in that last week's weather opening. This was a good move because that corn that was down is still down, but a lot of the corn that got harvested would have been down if it didn't get harvested. Again, a lot of the down corn is in the heaviest diseased hit areas. These are the same areas that are giving us big responses to fungicides as well. In areas where the corn is still standing good, we're seeing less response to fungicide treatments. Some plots aren't even paying the fungicide bill. Those areas are mainly to the south where the tar spot is lighter. In these areas, hybrid response to fungicide varies quite a bit. Where a split planter, one hybrid may have no response to the fungicide, the other one would have 14 bushel. In these areas, I think the response is actually from controlling southern rust. Some hybrids have pretty good resistance for southern rust, and others don't. The ones that don't are the ones that are having good responses to the fungicide. In many cases, now when the crop dries out enough to harvest, soil conditions are going to be wet. The more flotation we have on the harvest equipment, the better it'll be. It's falls like this where the more things on tracks, the better off you are. For no-tillers, remember these lug tracks are next year's seed bed. If you have flotation on the grain cart and not the combine, keep the combine light on load more often. If you have flotation on the combine and not the grain cart, dump on the ends. The fields we track up this fall may need some vertical tillage in the spring to get yourself a seed bed. Fields with ruts, they're going to need more aggressive tillage between now and planting. Let's keep track of these fields as we finished up harvest, so we know what our plan of attack is for each of these fields going forward. Putting in tracks or ruts, combining corn, going to no-till beans next year, is a little more forgiving. While beans don't usually respond to tillage, you can go in and fix ruts and tracks without much detriment to yield. Ruts in bean fields going to no-till corn, they'll need to be fixed or the corn yields will suffer. Meaning we'll have to pull them out of no-till, fix this year's damage, and then go back into no-till. Normally, I would say, wait for your bean fields to dry out if you want a no-till corn next year, but time is not on our side. With this continued wet cycle that keeps happening, we're getting pushed into a corner where loss in soybeans will become a concern. Already getting reports of beans sprouting in the pod as well as pods starting to come open. As you scouts out there or you're scouting the fields and you're starting to see open pods exposing the soybean inside, they need to be moved up on the harvest list. Due to the amount of beans left to harvest, it's time to start pushing the harvest moisture and harvest conditions. Know what the dock is at your point of delivery. Early in the harvest, elevators weren't taking wet beans. The word is now some are taking up to 18% beans. Know what that dock is and prepare your landowners and farm managers for it. Many have called in asking about putting beans in a bin and adding air and or heat to it. If you have open bins with good air capacity, this is a good option. You'll have to monitor your air temperature and outside humidity to know what that soybean equilibrium moisture is. Yesterday, it was 52 degrees and 90% humidity, making the equilibrium at 19.4% moisture. The only way you could have dried beans yesterday with air would be if the beans were 20%. But if they were below 19.4, adding air in that situation would have raised the temperature. If you turn the fan on and trying to pull down 17% moisture, it would have gone up instead of down and possibly could cause structural issues to the bin once those beans expanded. Today, I show 53 degrees, 60% humidity. That puts my equilibrium moisture at 11.2. Today is a bean drying day. If you can add a low amount of heat, you can dry those wet beans on those wet days. Keeping the heat low is a necessity to keep you from burning the beans and causing splits. But if you bump the temperature just 15 degrees from that 52 degrees today to 67, it'll drop humidity 20 to 30%, moving your equilibrium from 19.4 down to 13. So we could dry beans in a day that, you know, is carrying that kind of humidity. You'll need a bin with full aeration floor, and you're going to need to supply about 2 CFM airflow per bushel. Now, as a rule of thumb, most fans supply 1,000 CFM per 1 horsepower. So knowing the amount of CFM you can supply will tell you how many bushel you can put in the bin. Of course, the less CFM, the less bushels you can put in there. It's recommended that you core the bin to get rid of the fines and then level the bin before starting to air dry. This means going into the bin, so take all the safety precautions with that. You might want to cone the beans up a little bit and then pull them down when you core the bin, get it closer to level without going in the bin. The cooler temperatures will slow the drying process, but they'll also extend the days you have before beans would go out of condition. Some of you have bins full of overdried beans now, so it may be time to get creative on how you can do some on-the-farm blending. I'll post a link to an article I find informative on drying soybeans. Research teams got some plots knocked out last week as well. Jared took out a large soybean population plot where we ran populations from 90 to 150K. The initial results looked like there was very little to no response to population, yields in the upper 70s. Also took out a population and nitrogen rate plot that's across 3 hybrids. There's a lot of numbers there to dig through, but bumping the N rate 60 pounds increased the yields on the 3 hybrids 23, 42, and 64 bushel. Again, showing that not all hybrids are created equal when it comes to nitrogen efficiency. Harvest loss continues to be high, guys, in both beans and corn. Keep an eye on this loss. This is an easy way to pick up a couple of bushel. This week, we were able to pull losses on a bean combine from 7 bushel back down to 1 bushel. This takes a little effort, but it's well worth the time and investment. Due to the good reviews we received last year for the Beyond the Basics virtual meeting series, we're going to do it virtual again this year. So instead of being a 2-day in-person workshop, it'll be a virtual event spread over 5 sessions. The first session will air November 16th, with the 5th session wrapping up on December 2nd. Like last year, there'll be live question and answers with each session on each day. The series will be worth 15 CEU credits for those that need credit. The Beyond the Basics is an agronomic series we offer every year. This is the same material every year, covering the foundational pieces of agronomy in our systems approach. It is targeted at our new customers to CropTech, any existing customers or landlords or farm managers who want a better handle on the foundational agronomy of our systems approach or just want review. This is also a good series for farm employees that want a better handle on agronomy. Like always, this series is free to CropTech soil testing customers. You'll need to get registered so we can send you a link for attendance and a link to landowners or farm managers if you wish. Give the office a call or shoot us an email. Like last year, we will open this series up to non-soil testing customers for a fee. Non-CropTech customers can go to our website at croptechinc.com and click on the Beyond the Basics tab. There you'll get a detailed agenda with dates and times and the ability to get registered. The Beyond the Basics series will stay up for 2 weeks after the fifth session, so that means it's going to stay up till December 16th for viewing. We've finished our bean harvest here at the office last week, so the bottom should now be in the bean market. Call in those soil testing fields as you get them done so the boys can clean them up. To stay up to date, check out our website at croptechinc.com and subscribe to our podcast, Boots in the Field Report. Keep her safe, keep her moving.